Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I need you, Lord. touch on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now. The shadow of my presence, you can abide. And like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley, I blow and release my wind and my glory. So shadow of my breath, you can abide. And like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley, we'll be right back.
are perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, you are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold, you're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and stone, you're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah all-powerful, your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. Your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt, there's grace for wrong. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, with us too, where will we go? You're the way, hey, our open. Woo! To hear heaven from earth below. Your defender, yeah, when judgment calls, we're protected by your blood. So come what may, your word be
full. Come what may, your word be
praised.
All we are.
We'll bless your name.
We'll bless your name.
say
hallelujah.
You're worthy of every for worship here. So you gave us these crowns. We'll lay them back down before you. So you gave us these songs. We'll give them right back to you. Every breath we breathe is yours. Every song we sing is yours. Every song we sing is yours. We give it all to you. Yahweh, and we lift you high. You alone deserve my worship. You alone deserve my praise. You alone deserve the honor. So we lift you high. with a cloud by day, fire by night. You gave us your name to be our guide. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Hey, you're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Every time we breathe, we say your name. Every time we breathe, we mention your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Let everything that has breath say the name of the Lord. Let everything that breathes say the name of the Lord.
one more time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've won the victory. I'll take it one more time. Hallelujah.
doesn't matter your future. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter. He's giving you the victory. Victory. Victory.
Thank you. Come on, let's put our hands together and let's welcome to the Rock Church of Virginia Beach. Come on, put your hands together all the way from Long Island, New York. Let's hear it for Pastor Donnie McCorkin.
Somebody give Jesus praise here. Come on, give Jesus praise here. We're going to sing and glorify God together, one body, one voice. All the Christians in this place that serve Jesus exclusively give him praise that he's worthy of. I want you to join and sing with us if you know these songs. I want you to participate in the worship of tonight. This is to the glory of the King. And how many of you know he's coming soon? Come on, make some noise if you know he's coming soon.
Nobody like
Jehovah.
Nobody like
Jehovah.
Nobody like
Jehovah.
There's no God like of this song is just simply total praise.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when He said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this day. Hallelujah. It is so great to be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We magnify your holy name. Blessed is the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness in our lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for intervening and interceding on our behalf, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for making a way in the wilderness. Thank you for making the crooked places straight. Thank you, Lord, for always being there for us. Thank you for warring on behalf of us. Thank you for the victory that is in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for your strength, for your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for, oh, Father God, for reconciliation. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving us of all our sins and cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord, that all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. Thank you, Lord, for the calling upon our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit of supplication and prayers. Thank you, Lord, for being with us always, Jehovah Shammah, that you are always present with us. Thank you, Lord, for turning situations around in our favor. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, if I had thousands and thousands and thousands and millions and trillions of those, it is not enough to say thank you. We bless your name. We praise you, O God. We worship you, Lord, in the beauty of your holiness. You are great. There is no one like you, O God. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Shammah. You are Jehovah Nissi. You are Jehovah Sikunu. Oh, you are our Lord. We exalt your name. You are the Alpha. You are the Omega. You are the first and the last. Bless your name. We praise your name this morning. We thank you, Lord. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Lord, you've been good to us. If it had not been the Lord that was on our side, where would we be? We know, Lord, that we cannot make it without you. We cannot do things without you. You are our source. You are our lifeline. We are totally dependent on you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus, and we thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, I pray this morning for each and every one under the sound of my voice, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless them in a special way. Release the blessings from the womb of the morning into their lives, oh God, to be activated and manifested unto the glory of your name, Jesus. Let your light strength for us as the day in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, we pray that you will move in their lives, oh God. Show them steps to take, steps not to take, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, bless the children, bless the grandchildren, bless the spouses, bless them, oh God, in a special, special way. Oh, hallelujah, we bless your name, Jesus. We praise you, O God. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We say thank you, Lord. Father God, I pray for those that are sick right now. I pray, Father God, as other than the sound of my voice, those or family members that are not doing well. I pray, Father God, for your healing anointing to go into the room. Touch them, O God. Heal them, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for your healing, O God. We pray for your healing, O God. In the name of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus, there are you, O God. In the name of Jesus, Uriyama Sandaria Kurumusu, Yeki Anikiyama Sandariaku, Ori Buruma Sandariaku, Uriyama Sandariaku. Father, we pray that you heal our wounds in the name of Jesus. Heal our hearts in the name of Jesus. Heal our families in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, heal our cities in the name of Jesus. Heal our towns in the name of Jesus. Heal our states in the name of Jesus. Heal our nations in the name of Jesus. Heal the land, oh God. Heal the land, oh God. Heal the land, oh God. We cry out for mercy. We cry out for mercy. And we ask you, Lord, to heal us. Heal this nation. Heal the nations around the world. Heal us, oh God. Heal us, oh God. Forgive us for what we all that we have done. And heal us, oh God. Heal our relationships. Heal our families. Heal our homes. Heal us, oh God. Oh, heal us. Release the blood. Let the blood of Jesus bring healing. Healing, oh God. Healing, oh God. We bind spirit of offenses. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Heal us, oh God. Heal us, oh God. Heal us, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Heal us, oh God. Heal us, oh God. Heal our hearts. Heal our homes. Heal our families. Heal our children. We need your healing touch, oh God. We need your healing touch, oh God. We need your healing touch, oh God. Heal us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we surrender our pains to you. We surrender our hurts to you. We surrender our disappointment to you. Oh God, heal us, oh God. Heal us, oh God. We surrender our sicknesses to you. In the name of Jesus, we surrender our emotions to you. Heal us, oh God. Heal us, oh God. Make us whole. Make us whole, oh Lord. We try to do it on our own. We feel, Lord, and we ask for mercy, oh God, knowing that only you can heal and make us whole. In the name of Jesus, heal us, oh God. Heal us, oh God. Heal us, oh God. Heal our bodies. Heal our soul. Heal our emotions. Heal us, oh God. Heal our homes. Heal our marriages. In the name of Jesus. Make us whole. Heal our children. In the name of Jesus. Heal our children. Heal our spouses. Heal us, oh God. Make us whole. Make us whole, oh God. We surrender all the area of our lives to you. We surrender our whole selves to you. We need your healing touch. 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 We surrender to you, Lord. Heal marriages in the name of Jesus. Heal relationships in the name of Jesus. Heal us, O Lord. In Jesus' name, we've prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 You need a healing. We need healing, healing, healing. Heal us, oh God. Heal our brokenness. Heal our hearts. Heal us, oh God. Heal us, oh God. Heal us, O God. Heal our brokenness. Heal our hearts. Heal our spirit. Heal us, O God. Release your healing. Release your healing, O God. Heal us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Heal us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Heal us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, make us whole. Restore us, O God. Restore us, O God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Heal us, O God. Of affliction, of pain, of hurt. Heal us, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Heal our families. Heal our relationships. Heal us, O God. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. We pray for healing. Heal our physical bodies. Heal us of the pain and afflictions, O God. Heal us, O God. Hallelujah. Make us whole again. Make us whole again. Heal us, O God. Heal the nation. Heal us, O God. Heal us, O God. Heal us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heal us. Hallelujah. Heal us, O God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Heal us, O God. Hallelujah. We pray for your healing touch. Hallelujah. Your healing touch, O God. Touch us, O God. Touch us, O God. Heal our children, O God. Heal our grandchildren, O God. Make us whole again. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his name. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen and amen. Turn your Bibles to the book of John 8, 3 to 11. It's a popular scripture. But the Lord is taking us there this morning, and we're going to see what he's speaking to us this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, as I bring your word this morning, let it not be me. but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. All of you, Jesus, and none of me. I hide behind the cross. Let your word come forth in your power and in your anointing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what said thou? This they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stood down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So they continued asking him, and he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And when they heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone. Hallelujah. And the woman standing in the midst, when Jesus lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accuser? Have no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Set up. Hallelujah. I believe in, as I read the scripture and as we read it several times, but the Lord always come with a revelation that this woman was set up. The reason I believe she was set up, because how did they know that she was in the act of adultery at that particular time? So there was a set up with this woman, and the, you know, we don't hear about the man, but this woman was set up. Because, you know, let me say something. That's why you have to be careful what you say, who you talk to. For those of you who like to talk your business to everybody, be careful. Because for someone, I'm going somewhere with this, to know the time this woman was in act of adultery, someone must have been observing and leaked the news out, or she or the man that she was in adultery with must have said something to someone, because they knew the exact time. They knew exactly the time to catch her. Like it was a setup. Set up. Be careful. Do not let your own hands destroy yourself. Do not let your mouth destroy yourself. Sometimes the friends that you think they are your friends, they're not your friends. When a woman is committing adultery or man, it's basically done in secret. And for someone to know what is going on and happening at that particular time, it has to be a setup. Amen. A setup. And she was set up. But you know what I like about it? She was set up for the right person, for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What am I saying to you? Don't use your own hands to destroy yourself. Don't use your mouth to destroy yourself. If in Liberia, they said, if house don't sell you, street will not buy you. Keep your business to yourself. Hallelujah. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. This woman could have been sentenced, stoned to death if it had not been Jesus. She could have been killed to death, if it had not been Jesus. Because if it were left to the Pharisees and the scribes, she would have. Many of us have Pharisees and scribes, friends in the church, in the body of Christ. You have to be careful. Be very careful with things, but use wisdom. Hallelujah. I'm not telling you to go and sin and be caught in the act of adultery. I'm telling you to keep your mouth to yourself. Be careful. She was sticking in the act of adultery. Hallelujah. And so look, they brought this woman to Jesus because they wanted to tempt him to see what he would say. Let me tell you, think about you being caught, a woman being caught in the act of adultery. This woman was naked, physically naked, spiritually naked, emotionally naked in front of Christ. Ooh, naked, physically. My God, naked before the King of Kings. Naked, 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 physically, spiritually, emotionally. Hallelujah. And yeah, they are ready to condemn her and destroy her. We have enemies of our destinies. Hallelujah. That just want to rip and destroy you. And they might be right next to you. You don't even know who they are. This woman naked, caught in the act of adultery. The Bible said, hallelujah, that Jesus stooped down. Jesus stooped down. Hallelujah. Wrote on the ground. He pretended as though he had not heard them. He knew what he was going to do. But he was giving them a chance to do the right thing. And then they continued harassing him. Continue to ask him. He lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone at her. So they brought you naked. They exposed you. And we're talking, and I'm going to go into the spiritual adultery, whatever it is, emotionally naked. Physically naked, spiritually naked in front of the Lord, to expose you, to destroy you, to kill you. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Even though the woman is wrong, hallelujah, Jesus did not come for the righteous, but he came for the sinners. The Bible says again, he stooped down. This is the second time. He stood and then he wrote on the ground. And they which heard it being convicted of their own conscience. He said, let him, if you haven't sinned, cast the first stone. Be careful when you're pointing your fingers at someone for pointing back at you, be very careful before you take the mood out of someone's eyes. Take view with yourself first. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. And so each and every one of them, they are filled with the setup. I'm here to tell someone this morning, there was a setup for you, but the setup is filled. It's filled. It's filled. Why? They made a mistake. They thought you were about a Jesus person just because you slip and fell. They didn't know that, you know, people think when you slip and fall and they see you and they condemn you and they say this and that. But, you know, a lot of times you don't know when people have gone into the closet and repented and say, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. I've sinned against you. So you, that's why we oh, God, this person will go to hell. They will do this. You do not know those things. Sometimes people, when they're convicted of things, some people, they repent and the Lord forgives them. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And he said, beginning at the eldest, even the last, and Jesus was left alone, standing in the, and the woman standing in the midst. Oh, my God, think about yourself. Ooh. Standing before Jesus, caught in the act of adultery, naked. How many of you have it happened to? I'm not talking, this time I'm speaking about spiritual adultery. Haven't we been caught by, how many of you? We've been caught doing things that we should not be doing, because Jesus sees and he knows and he hears our hearts. Things that we shouldn't say, things that we shouldn't do. Some of our thoughts are not good. Words that we speak to people are not good. Our ways caught in sin, whatever sin it may be. Hallelujah. Jesus said to the woman, naked, where are your accusers? Go and sin no more. I'm saying to you this morning, you may have made so much, many mistakes in your life. We all do. And you may feel so low, rejected, and depressed and sick and tired. Sometimes you're so rejected, you don't even want to go and face the world. Some of you stay in your room. You don't take phone calls because you feel so depressed. Some of you smile and your heart is hurting because of things in your life that may have happened because of your mistake or others' mistake, whatever it is. You feel lonely. You feel rejected. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you there is a Savior. His name is Jesus. He came by to restore you, to heal you, to bless you. Hallelujah, and to forgive you. Hallelujah. It is not over until God says it's over. Don't be in despair. Don't be sad. Don't be lonely. Don't try to do something to yourself, committing suicide. I bind, uproot that suicidal spirit in the name of Jesus. Uproot that spirit of depression and oppression in the name of Jesus. Yes, you were caught. Yes, you've been through a lot. But Jesus is right here this morning. Jesus is right here this morning. He said, woman, where are thy accusers? Go and sin no more. He forgave this woman. The Pharisees had a lot to hide. The same people that accused, that's why they left. Because the Holy Spirit convicted them of their hidden sin. They had set up to disgrace to kill this woman. But Jesus stopped by. Jesus forgave her. Jesus changed the narrative of this story. Your story might have been going one way, but Jesus is here to change that narrative. Who am I speaking to this morning? Wipe those tears from your eyes. Stop crying. Stop being in pain. Stop being depressed. Stop feeling rejected. Hallelujah. One thing for sure, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you, and he cares about you. Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you, Jesus, for this word. I thank you, Lord, for your healing, O God. I thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness, O God. I thank you, Lord, for making us whole again. I thank you, Lord, for covering our shame, O God. In the name of Jesus, with your robe of righteousness, thank you for your blood, O God. We bless you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for full restoration. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for making us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We thank you for turning every situation around under the glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Be restored. Be healed. Be forgiven. He's done it. He's done it for you. Wipe those tears. Oh, hallelujah. Wipe those tears. Jesus is right here with you. Hallelujah. This is your time. Don't miss your season. The devil wants you to miss your season. He wants to bring all these things. Don't do it. Don't miss it. Jesus paid the price. Jesus did it all. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I will ask Reverend Boyer to do the closing prayer. Amen.
Amen, amen. What a wonderful word. I'm just so touched by the word this morning. And as I pray, I know hearts have been touched. I know minds have been stimulated. I know minds have been taken back to moments when you were in certain situations, as what was expressed. So as we pray this morning, I'm going to pray not in the plural sense of the pronouns, but I'm going to do it in a singular form of pronouns. So that way the words is as if you're speaking the words. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are my Lord and my God. I know from your word that a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart is a sacrifice. Oh Lord, that you will not despise. I come before you now to offer myself to you, Lord God. All of me, my body, my mind, and my soul. All I have, all I am, are yours and yours alone. I confess, Lord, that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness for all the sins I have committed. I repent of my sins, Lord, and with your help, I choose to turn away from them, and I choose to proceed in the opposite direction, turning to you alone, Father. Guide and protect me. In the name of Jesus, I choose to forgive all those who have ever wronged me or who have ever spoken slanderous words against me. I bless each one of them in the name of Jesus and pray that the love and peace of Jesus will fall heavily upon them right now, right now. Lord God, I freely and most willingly submit my will before you now and ask that from now on, you and only you will lead me. Oh, Lord God, as I submit myself to you, I commit to doing everything I do, to saying everything I say, and to choosing everything I choose for the sake of your kingdom and not mine. Father, I pray this in the mighty name of your Son, Lord Jesus, my Lord and my Savior. We give you thanks. All the glory is yours. And we pray this prayer collectively, saying amen, amen.
Amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Reverend Boyd. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Thank you for joining us. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you. It is well.